Consider this. There is no such expression as he was having a bad skull day. That may console some men, but it provokes the envy of commentator Lenore Skenazy.
It's a man's world, and if you don't believe me, consider this. Men go bald. Oh, I know, baldies complain about it. Weep and wail. They'd probably tear their hair out, if they could. But to me, all this gas sounds like models complaining how they can't gain weight no matter how hard they try. Point is, it's great to be bald, and men know it. Go bald, and you never have to worry about your hair again. What joy! What liberation to wake up and know that you will never be disappointed by another hair care product. Never again rip pages from Vogue to give to your secretly snickering hairdresser. Never dip your fingers into goop the color of algae, or hope against hope that the stringy, slept-on look is hot, hot, hot for spring. If I were a hair-free fellow, how I'd laugh at the extremes women go to make their hair shimmer like the sea and curl like one of those spicy fries you get at the ballpark. Proudly I'd parade my naked dome, an icon of masculinity rivaled only by Joe Camel's nose. Alas, we women are left with just a single consolation. When one of these billiard balls asks us out, we can always say, "Sorry, gotta wash my hair."
Lenore Skenazy, columnist for the New York Daily News.